rain in the car. Are you kidding me? I'm in Chicago, Illinois. It's already bad enough you telling me to leave my key and leave my door unlocked.
Hello, you have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is LaShonda. How can I help you?
Okay, Cassandra. I would like to make a report. I had called a different number that the agency gave me from my claim office or my acceptance insurance office in Chicago, Illinois. And I need emergency roadside assistance. I got hit. The young lady, 16, no driver's license. The mother came to the scene of the accident. I have the police number and the report number in Oak Lawn and the city court in Oak Lawn, but it's in the state of Illinois, city Oak Lawn. But my vehicle is located at Costner and 95th Street. It's directly on Costner. When you turn on Costner, you can only make a left, because if you make a right, you're going into the hospital. So I'm exactly at 95th and Costner. They kept asking me 95th and what? The restaurant said that I was hit and I was able to drive my car over to a legal spot. Said the exact address of their restaurant is 95th and Costner.
You can't give me a more direct address? Like their actual address?
79th. And Costner, 95th and Costner, 9500 West. I'm on Costner. My car is on Costner. I was coming down 95th. I had the green. She ran the red arrow and tore cloud into me, ripped my front end all the way back to my rear end, broke my axle, and crashed her front end all the way up to the windshield. They had to pull my leg out.
Is this your
my
first
daughter
time
had
in
to go.
Today?
Huh?
Is this your first time calling in today?
No, I called in early and they connected me to somebody. What's her name? Shainah.
I have the name on the policy.
Tanya Bender. My policy number is CSIL.
Ma'am.
Okay.
So your first name is Tanya?
Correct.
And your last name?
Bender.
Can you spell that, please?
Huh?
Can you spell that, please?
Capital B, E-N-D-E-R.
Can I have a good callback number for you?
773-441-4907. But I need my vehicle towed now because I'm in a parking that says no parking as of 6 a.m. So then the city of Oak Lawn is going to tow it to their lot.
I don't have any control over that, ma'am.
Okay. I pay $265 a month. Anyway, let's deal with this so I can get my car fixed and then I can switch insurances. Because this is ridiculous. This accident happened at exactly 10:30 a.m. and I stayed on the phone with her until 1 o'clock and in the emergency room. And when the doctors had to X-ray my leg, then she got disconnected. So then I pulled my policy out, and I look, and I see a whole totally different number than what my agency gave me to call for roadside assistance. The people I was talking to was all the way in Florida. And where are you located? Sir?
So, moving forward, I'm not sure what happened before the call because I really don't understand really exactly what you're saying. But would you like to receive mobile texts and updates letting me know time of arrival, the name of the company, and their telephone number?
I couldn't understand you.
Okay, so would you like to receive mobile texts and updates letting you know that whomever I'm going to send out, that you'll receive mobile texts and updates letting you know time of arrival, the name of the company I'm going to send, and their telephone number?
Yes, I would appreciate that very much.
Thank you. So message and data rates may apply. Now I'm ready. Can you verify the address that's affiliated with your policy, please, Ms. Bender?
Okay, my address is 8617 South Carpenter, Chicago, Illinois, 60620.
My mom, man, my system is loading.
Evidently, whoever I was talking to must have just started working, but you are very comprehensible, and you're talking very professional, and we're able to communicate just fine. So I don't know what the other person's problem was. She couldn't get call center right. I spelled that about 10 times while I'm bleeding out from the knee. But I have her name and identification number, so I'll deal with that in corporate. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
What is the year, make, and model of the?
One moment. Okay.
Okay, I'm ready. What's the year, make, and model of the disabled vehicle?
Okay, it's a 2019 Dodge Caravan, or it says, yeah, Dodge Grand CAPA. So I guess that means caravan.
What color is the vehicle?
It's glittery black. It's not just a plain black. It's got glittery black.
And just to confirm the reason you need to service, you say your axle is broke?
That she hit me so hard, baby. She broke my front axle and drug my car all the way to the bumper.
I'm so sorry to hear that. One moment.
Thank you. You need my policy number and the VIN number?
No, I don't.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Is the vehicle all-wheel drive, four-wheel drive, front-wheel drive?
Front-wheel drive.
Is it in a parking garage?
No, it's on the street. It's parked legally until 6 a.m.
Has it been modified, lowered to the ground? Like, have you done anything to alter it where it is different than it came factory?
No, I haven't done anything to it.
Okay.
It has 18,482 miles on it.
Thank you. And can it shift into neutral?
Huh?
Can it go into neutral?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Will the keys be with the vehicle?
Yes, I left them. She told me to leave them in the car. I left them under the front ashtray, and she told me to leave the door unlocked.
Okay.
She did get that across.
I'm not sure whom you spoke with because I don't have a ticket on you, but okay, we'll figure it out. And you say the keys are under the
ashtray. The ashtray.
Okay.
She didn't even put a ticket out for it yet.
Let me see.
And gave me a number. She gave me a claim number at 0020-368-670.
Not sure who you would have spoke to.
It's spelled, how did she, okay. Her name is spelled S-H. A-I-N-H. That's what she told me. But I appreciate you taking care of me wherever you are.
I did find a ticket of you.
Okay, you did?
Uh-huh, I did.
Okay.
So, can I have the... So, we're picking it up at 95th Street and South Costner Avenue, is that correct? In Oakland, Illinois?
Correct.
Okay, great.
Correct.
So, yeah, someone did make a ticket for you. So, I can cancel the one I was making. Can I just have the address you'd like us to drop the vehicle off at, please?
Okay. That's what I wanted to talk about, okay, because I would want Dodge to fix my body, but, I mean, Dodge to fix my engine, but Dodge doesn't do body. And just listen to me for a few seconds, and you'll understand what my dilemma is. I had, my husband bought me a Dodge Caravan 2014, and 10 days after I had it, someone crashed, hit me so hard, hit the car in front of me. So that was the witness that the person hit and ran. Anyway, when I took it to the body shop took it to Dodge and had Dodge fix it on my warranty and then charged y'all for the engine and the body work. And he didn't even touch the engine. So that's my dilemma.
I don't really understand your dilemma. What can I do to help you with that situation? And I'm just dispatch.
Okay, what I'm asking you is, where should I have it towed to? A body shop? Okay, Dwight, what body shop? I need to tell the dispatch people where to tow it. You know what? Tow it to my address. How about that?
What's your home address?
What you mean, no? They insurance got to pay for it. I can't call them back. You're not listening to me.
Ma'am, you can give us a call back when you have your...
I can?
Yes, ma'am. You can give us a call back.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
I will. Okay. Bye-bye.